Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Continuing the topic of the triunity of God, it is important to share with our Muslim friends that Jesus himself proclaimed the truth of the Trinity. Jesus' disciples, including us and the early church, of course, arrived to faith in the triune God as an understanding of what Jesus clearly had revealed. We know from the gospel that Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit and told his disciples, for example, "But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you." Another verse, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth." Into all the truth. "He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine." So it is clear throughout the gospel that Jesus talked about himself as the Son of God and of God as his Father. Jesus also said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son it chooses to reveal him." You can read these wonderful words in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew chapter 11. And the couple of verses I read to you about Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 16. And there is more verses about the Holy Spirit that Jesus said. For example, John 15, we read, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." However, I want to make a comment now at what Jesus said in the gospel according to his disciple Matthew chapter 11. "All things have been committed to me by my Father." Please ask God to reveal to you who he is and who Jesus is, relying on the Holy Spirit and relying on the Word of God. Again, Jesus said, "No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son it chooses to reveal him." Why I asked you to rely on the Holy Spirit? Because that's what Jesus said in John 14. "The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Wow. My friend, it is very clear in the gospel that Jesus claimed absolute equality with God the Father. For example, when he said, "I and the Father are one." Again, his Jewish opponents picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? We are not stoning you for any good work, they replied, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. So when Jesus said in John 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one, his Jewish audience, especially the leaders, understood exactly that this statement means that he is claiming to be God. Okay, now let me move to another point in the same topic, which is the Old Testament reveals the triunity of God. Because many of my Muslim friends tell me, Sammy, this is something that you Christians recently came up with. But God is always one. Like the Old Testament, God is one. Well, actually, in the Old Testament, God uses plural pronouns in speaking of himself. Let me give you an example. I am quoting what the Bible states. We read, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. You read these words in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26. My friend, the Old Testament contains, yes, a clear emphasis on God's oneness and unity as an emphatic declaration to the pagan nations surrounding the people of Israel. Yes, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35. An example. However, the Old Testament also contains some references to the persons of the triunity. Regarding the Son, for example, you read Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. Examples of references to the Holy Spirit are found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And in Nehemiah, book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 20. Okay? The New Testament emphatically revealed the triune God to us and made this doctrine crystal clear. A triunity of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is consistently presented through the New Testament. Let me give you one example for right now. We read in the Gospel, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, for through him, Jesus Christ, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit, Holy Spirit. My friend, before I finish the program, I want to ask you to pray with me right now and take a step of faith. And believe what God revealed to us in the gospel. And repent. Yes, repent. Genuinely repent. Which means that you are realizing that you are a sinner. You are not perfect. You made many mistakes. You violated your conscience and violated God's word and commandment. I am sure that you realize that. If you are sincere before God, just tell God, I am sorry for my life, which I lived far from you. God, right now, I believe in Jesus that he died on the cross and paid the penalty for all my sins. And Jesus rose from the dead. And Jesus is God manifested in human flesh. I rely on Jesus' sacrifice to gain your acceptance, God, and your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, I pray. If you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book and congratulate you and rejoice with you. The rest of my audience, I want you to join me in prayer that God will use us to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy His love and salvation. Pray for our ministry. Recently, I start being prepared to use mass media, more radio, satellite TV, to communicate God's love and salvation to millions of Muslims. Pray that God will open the door and will enable our ministry to do that. Also pray that God will enable us to send the materials overseas. And pray that God will use me also to equip more believers. If your pastor needs a speaker, I would love to come and equip your fellowship to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Rest of my audience, remember we are one team, one family. Regardless of which Christian background you are or which church you go to, we still can serve God together to help multitudes of people, including Muslims, enjoy God's love and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.